different. It's definitely different not having those guys out there. We still got Marty and Matt in the backfield, so we just got to have to just figure out what we like with some of these other guys and just make sure that we keep our plans simple and get in and out of the huddle.
What's practice been like for you the last 2 days without those guys and trying to get these other guys up?
It's been challenging, but it's been fun. Just working with some of these young guys and just getting them in and out of the huddle and correcting them. And, they're all eager. They're all excited to be out there. They got a little pep in their step. They're fast guys. So it's been a good experience. No, I mean, Brian's played a lot of football. He started for the Saints, so he knows our system. He's been around. He's a veteran guy. Mike's been in there with us really all preseason. Played well last week, so we still have those guys pretty intact. They're a close-knit group, so they're playing well, I think.
During training camp, you've worked taking a lot of snaps with the twos. Is that coming back to feel comfortable?
Yeah, that was a smart move now looking back on it. Taking a lot of reps with those guys in training camp and even OTA. So I've got a good comfort level for what, Josh Bellamy and Josh Morgan and all those guys can do physically, what they're good at, what routes they like, how they come in and out of cut. So it's a good thing that we did that.
How can you make sure that you're the stabilizing force, either through practice in the game with a lot going on in terms of personnel around you?
Just be on my game. Know the calls, know exactly what we're trying to get out of them. Stay in rhythm, not wait for anything, and just keep the practice and just keep everyone moving because ultimately those guys are going to mess up from time to time. We're going to line up wrong. So it's just staying calm and keep an eye on the play clock and make sure we stay in rhythm.
Is that more important this week because of that, those personnel uncertainties versus a week when you have the full 11?
Yeah, I think so. With the full 11, you can just kind of get down the huddle as fast as you can, and those guys, they'll figure it out. I mean, even if we're lined up on the wrong side, if Z goes one way and X goes to the wrong side, they know the call, they know the concept, they'll get it figured out. With these new guys, we just have to make sure that – I have to make sure that when we break the huddle, we know exactly where we're going. We're getting our splits. We're getting lined up correctly.
Jay, with San Francisco's front, what particularly stands out to you about the way they come at you?
They're not tremendously difficult. Scheme-wise, they're just extremely sound. They know exactly what they want to do. They're going to keep the ball in front of them on the back end. They're going to bring pressure. They've got very, very talented guys, and I think that they've relied on them in the past, rightfully so. They're not going to put themselves in bad positions.
Coach Kramer was just talking about the way that they mix zone and man up a little bit within a play. What do you see from that in the secondary, and is that kind of challenging for you?
We don't see it. We don't see it that often. They have a lot of zone looks that they'll play man underneath. It's not something totally foreign. Just not a lot of teams do it. So we just have to make sure that within our plays we have answers.
What do you think about the 49ers letting Ray McDonald play despite the zero tolerance policy
for domestic violence? That's their decision. I can't get involved in that.
With Brian, does he deliver the ball literally the same? And how much difficulty or change is there from where a center delivers the ball? Some guys don't bring it back quite as far. Is that a problem?
No. I mean, once it's in the air, it's in the air to me. They're different. The way that the spin on the ball is different, but, they both get it back there in relatively good speed and good place.
How important is it for you to minimize mistakes when you talk about stabilizing things like that, just your own mistakes?
I mean, every game's like that. I mean, every game, a mistake here or there can cost you the game. So this game's no different. But, I mean, with all the changes we're making, it probably is a little bit more important this week.
What was the discussion like with you and Marty as you try to figure out what happened on that first pick on Sunday in regards to kind of what he saw, what you saw, and how to get synced up on that?
I mean, it was quick. Like anything else, when a mistake's made, I think we have a veteran enough group that knows pretty quickly how to remedy it or what we should have done differently. So, zone coverage, he's going to look a little bit quicker, and I'm going to put it out in front of him a little bit more. So, pretty simple.
Anything else? Cool.
all of them. they're all going to get opportunities. Santonio, Josh Bellamy, Josh Morgan. I think we brought Chris Williams back today. So they're all going to get chances, and they're banged up a little bit as well, San Fran is. So that hopefully will help us out, but we'll just see how it goes. I know they're all excited, and they're studying extremely hard. They're still on the field right now, so that's what you like to see. They're going to make sure that they have it down by Sunday.
Jay, I know you guys are focused on the game, but how closely do you pay attention to every day? It's a different development with this Ray Rice fallout.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, I think everyone has a different opinion on this. Things of this nature, and I think as publicized as it has been, everyone knows about it. My wife knows about it. People are talking about it anywhere you go. So it'll play out how it's going to play out. I think this week, like any other week, we're going to try to concentrate on what we can concentrate inside the building and let the league and whoever else is involved in that scenario work it out.
Jay, the word thuggery has been used a lot during this whole Ray Rice thing. It's not a fair label of put on players, but what would you tell the average fan that thinks that's the new NFL?
I think fans are smart enough to know that that's not the new NFL. There's a lot of guys in this league, and one incident doesn't label the rest of the league. We've got first class guys in the locker room and when they're out on the streets, they're first class citizens. So I think that as a whole, people realize that.
Jay, as you look at this weekend, you're on the road. 49ers had some difficulty stopping the run last week. How important is it for you to strike a balance on offense and get the run game going early?
Yeah, it's a great point. We've talked about it. The way Matt is playing, the way our offensive line is blocking, and what kind of how we are set up offensively this week, the run's important to us. But we've got to stay in rhythm. We've got to keep them honest and throw the ball down the field a little bit. But it's something that we've definitely talked about and emphasized.